It's Wednesday, the 1st of July, 2015, and I'm in Parramatta, New South Wales, Australia. I love New South Wales winter mornings. They're fresh, usually got blue skies, and for me, coming from the UK, not too cold. Last night it had rained most of the night by the look of things, so that's really freshened things up. But beautiful for running this morning, so I've just been for 3 miles again along the Parramatta River in the other direction from the one I went in yesterday. And I saw the riverboat coming down this morning, the one that goes from Parramatta to Sydney presumably, so I'm tempted to try that on Friday when I go down to Sydney to go to the airport. A very slow run this morning. I couldn't get below 9 minute miling, partly because I'd been to the gym last night and done some work on my legs, and partly because I woke up at, I don't know exactly what time it was last night, with terrible abdominal cramps and what can only be described as a cold sweat, and I was terribly ill. Doesn't really merit description, and clearly I've eaten something here in the hotel that's disagreed with me at dinner time. Can't exactly think what it is, but I think I'll be eating out tonight just in case. But I'm okay now. It was just a one-off by the looks of things, but it's left me pretty weak, and I won't be eating much today. So the plan today is just to go up to the campus to meet with Michelle Cleary for a while and talk about their research strategy, which they're discussing on Friday at the planning day, and otherwise stay in my office and catch up with my own work, which is good because I've given up on Wi-Fi in the hotel. It's expensive enough anyway. I got bumped off on Monday, long before my 24 hours are up, because I was violating what they called their fair play policy by downloading too much. I was downloading software for my new MacBook, and for Journal of Advanced Nursing I was downloading manuscripts, so they clearly didn't like that, but I didn't realise that I would get bumped off and I'd have to pay another $24 for 24 hours. It's about $1 an hour. I think that's very expensive. So then I discovered I could use Skype Wi-Fi, and I put in, paid that in Hong Kong dollars because the account's set up in Hong Kong, but I've used all of those. They seem to go pretty quickly. Had about something like one Hong Kong cent every minute. So it's, one Hong Kong dollar every minute. It's about 10 pence. So again, extremely expensive, so I'm just going to give up on it completely and wait till I get to work and do my emails and all my social media networking and such like there. I think in the hotel next week it's not so expensive, but I can't remember, but I'm not willing to pay that here. Well, the hazards of international working have just been demonstrated to me. I had it in my diary to Skype my PhD student in Italy at 7 o'clock tonight, thinking that was 10 o'clock Italian time, but of course that is 11 o'clock Italian time. I was going by UK time. I knew I'd get something wrong, and I thought I'd worked it out so carefully. So I missed her, and she's now busy doing something else. Anyway, I had time to read the work she sent me, and she's got back to me. I've probably achieved by email what we would have talked about by Skype, but I've got it in next week for the same time, except the same time, Italian time, but at 6 o'clock UK. No, no, 6 o'clock Sydney time. See how easy it is to get confused? So I've had a good day today. No recurrence of my nocturnal problems, and I've been mainly doing stuff on my own. I had a short meeting with Michelle about research strategy in the school, had a look through it, and had a look at the university research strategy and also at the Australian Research Council impact agenda, which is absolutely identical to the one in the UK where I was working on the Research Excellence Framework panel. So I was able to advise them a little bit on that, and that's gone to the Dean of the school. Otherwise I just worked on my own and got through quite a few pieces of writing, editing, and catching up with emails and my usual social media, Twitter, Facebook, and putting up my podcast. So I'm going to find some dinner now. I've had a good day today. I've been running in the morning, working hard, and also had time to go to the gym. I'm just annoyed that I missed my Skype call with my PhD student. And I've also had to register for email with the hotel again, but only for a couple of hours. I'm not giving them the full whack for 24 hours because for some reason I just couldn't get the Skype Wi-Fi working. I thought that was going to save the day, but it just hasn't worked. It's not recognising my password credentials, and they're the ones I put in before, so there's something not working here. Anyway, we'll see how tomorrow goes on that front. And tomorrow I've got half a day of my writing workshop to finish off, giving a talk on ethics, giving them some time to write and consult if necessary, and then finishing off early in the afternoon with a winding up session, and then the rest of the day to myself until 4 o'clock, when I will meet Rhonda Griffiths, the Dean of the school. I didn't think she was actually going to be here at the moment, but she is around, so we've got a meeting, and that'll be the last thing tomorrow.